frying pans, jump drives, and so many secrets. So much secret. So many secrets. Just another week in Salem. Stay tuned as we dish this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another fun-filled edition of Dishin' Days, AfterBuzz's Days of Our Lives after show and review. I am joined by one of my fabulous friends to my left.
I'm dancing. Hi, everyone.
She's on something.
Tammy Cavea.
Hello, Tammy.
Hi.
Tammy is the woman that every man and woman want to be.
I am honored.
I'm honored. So welcome.
I shall wear the crown.
Welcome to our show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And be sure to follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook, Dishin' Days, and Twitter, _ Dishin' Days. The @ is implied. Also, comment below if you are watching on YouTube and give us a 5-star review so you have a chance to be our
Fan of the week.
Woohoo! We love our fans of the week. And be sure to tune into our other soap block shows, GH Report and Restless Rap, if that's what you're into.
Yeah.
Go for it.
We've got some great stuff.
And subscribe to AfterBuzz Dramas, where you can find after shows and review shows for all other kinds of dramas, like Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, it is.
And I just want to call out that this is my one-year anniversary. One-year Dishin' Days
yes.
anniversary. Actually, it's tomorrow. My first show was August 6, 2017.
Yeah, so that was way before me.
Attaboy.
Yay, congratulations.
You guys kept me around.
Happy anniversary.
Good for me, aww. Yeah.
Standing, yay. Woo.
You can send your gifts to yeah. Michael Mattis, care of after. Actually, no. Don't send me gifts, just Venmo me money. How about that? All right, so Tamala.
Yeah, he is.
What'd you think of Days this week?
You know, I was thinking about it because we ask that question every week.
Every week.
So what'd you think about Days? So I was thinking, you know, this is what makes soaps so good is when you find everybody fighting for their lives emotionally.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's not like a gun to the head kind of thing.
Right.
Fighting for their lives emotionally, mm-hmm. starting with Eve, mm-hmm. fighting for her life emotionally.
Yeah.
Obviously, Abigail and Chad fighting for the mm-hmm. relationship, fighting for their lives. Gabby, Kate, fighting for their lives. Everyone, the stakes are so high.
Right.
It's like, yes.
This is all leading to something, and I feel like, you know, we're getting some forward movement with the storylines. This was not an info week by any means. There was definite movement in the storylines, which we all like. And I feel like it's leading to an event, possibly John and Marlena's wedding.
I was just going to say.
I feel like that's going to be like an umbrella for
yes.
some of these storylines to all.
It'll be a catalyst for,
yeah.
for several storylines.
But what exactly will happen, we don't know. We got to watch. We got to find out. So should we start?
Let's start.
Tam, will you flip the hourglass
Let's
there, please?
Let's start Dishin' Days.
Okay.
Yay!
That was something.
Fabulous.
All right. So we start off with Brady, Eve, Eric, Jennifer, Victor, and somewhat Maggie. So
our former Rockette. Was that the best piece of history ever?
Yeah.
I love that.
Fabulous. She's been fabulous her whole life. So started the week with Jennifer confronting Eve and Victor.
Yeah.
Jennifer being like, what are you going to handle me for?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
how are you going to handle me? And Victor wasn't having it. He just kind of was like, you know what? Yeah, you know, we did it. So what? What are you going to do? And Eve was like, dude. And then Victor was like, y'all deal with it.
I know. But I love the conversation between Eve and Victor before Jennifer mm-hmm. came in. And he's yelling at her. Like,
yeah.
what are you doing, woman? What is wrong with you? And what was the quote?
He's so mean to her.
Victor, this is my quote of the week.
Uh-huh.
Victor to Eve, unlike us, that Horton woman has a conscience. I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
Another brilliant line from Victor. They give him
the best line. So then Eve and Jennifer are left to their own devices. And
I can't believe she told Jennifer.
Right?
I can't believe she told her that.
Well, she's friends with Chloe. It was only a matter of time before she starts spilling tea like her BFF Chloe. And yeah, just told her everything and was like, okay, you go and tell Brady about this. I go and tell Eric about this.
Yes.
And then he's going to go run it for Nicole and you're going to lose your man.
And I just loved Jennifer's expression. What do you mean?
Well, I know. Like,
why did he break up with her? Right? Just the whole reveal was precious. It was spot on.
It was great. So this week Eve took the crown as the tea spiller of Salem.
Oh my gosh. And again, it goes back to fighting. I mean, she is just doing anything she can.
That was a strategic, because at first I was like, why is she telling her that?
And did she say that to Victor? I had to dig into my arsenal.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to do it.
Right. Because there was another scene between Victor and Eve later in the week where it was the same, like, going back and forth. Yeah. And it's just so funny to watch.
She
they play
convinced.
Off each other so
Eve was
well.
Convinced that Jennifer wasn't going to do it.
So, yeah, now Jennifer knows the whole backstory of Nicole killing Deimos and Brady blackmailing her to leave town.
Yeah.
And then... she wants to tell Eric. She wants to, you know, Horton with a conscience. She wants to tell the truth. However, then Eric's like, oh, hey, why don't we get married?
Yeah, he is.
And then she's like, sit down for a minute.
Yes.
But then he leaves her, and she thinks about it, and she's like, nah.
She goes running back to the pub.
Yep. So,
yeah, that
it's
was a
on.
Beautiful moment.
Yeah, and Eric and Brady officially burying the hatchet and agreeing to...
For now.
Because even Brady's, like, keeping that secret. So many secrets.
So many
Everybody's
secrets.
Keeping... I need a flow chart.
I was really... I know, I was hoping one of us created a flow chart.
I need to remember...
It didn't happen.
I need to remember who knows what. You know, because I'm starting to be, oh, right.
Like, who's running that company? Why they're doing this?
The companies.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, why is Stefan talking? Oh, right. Okay.
Do you just call him Stefan?
Stefan.
How are we going to remember
Stefan.
This?
I don't know.
Stefan.
You're all just going to have to put up with me calling him that because my brain just apparently can't handle it. I don't know why.
Do you think Maggie's left Victor yet again? Or is she just storming out? And
I think she's just mad.
I know.
She left
him. He's never going to change.
He's never going to change. We go through this like once every 3 to 6
he's
months.
He's never going
to
change.
And she forgives him. And I feel like Maggie, though it bothers her and it makes her angry, she does accept that part about him. And she accepts that it's a part that, you know... If I'm loving him, I gotta love all about him, you know?
Can I just say, when they were at the restaurant, you know, Victor's at the table, and I saw the rose, this is before Maggie walked in, I saw the rose, I said to Ernie, oh no, this is the rose of, I've done something wrong, can you please forgive me? And when she walked in and she saw the rose, she said, all right, what are you up to?
it's like, I think this is just their pattern.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to be broken. I don't think they're going to break up over it.
No, I don't think so either.
No. So, and then Jennifer, at the very end of the week, tells Kayla that she knows something.
Yeah, do you think she's going to tell Kayla, like, the whole kit and caboodle? Or...
I don't think so.
Because, you know, they have so much in common, Kayla and Jennifer, in regards to doing things secretly behind the backs of the men that they love because they think it's for their best, for the good, for their good.
Their greater good, yeah.
I really want them to have that confidant moment of Kayla saying, this is what I did. And Jennifer's like, well, this is what I know.
I guess I don't know. It could go either. I could go either way. Because I feel like if Kayla knows, then too many people know. Like, you know what I mean?
But Kayla did say, you know, if you tell me, you understand this isn't strict
right,
confidence.
She understands it's confidence, like a safety, a bubble.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
So, all right. I feel like there's more details about that storyline we're forgetting.
When Brady confronted them, you know, there was that moment of, Eve looked at Victor, are you going to throw me into the bus?
Oh,
because
yeah.
as of right now... Victor is the only one on Brady's radar.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I love that moment.
So another secret. There's
another
the other secret.
Secret.
Another secret that Brady, that Eve had something to do with Victor. She didn't facilitate it, but she enlisted Victor's help, so she did have something to do with it. So that's another secret being kept from Brady.
Yeah. There were so many amazing close-ups of Eve just, like, darting.
And she does, like, Cassie DePaiva. Cassie DePaiva does that so well, where she, like, she thinks she's busted or she knows she messed up. She's like, oh, she like her face. She the acting she does with her face is like spot on.
Yeah, and there was that moment when Jennifer was trying to explain to her why she felt she needed to be honest with Eric, and Eve was just giving that look like, really?
Horton with
this
a conscience.
This is nauseating me. Really,
that Horton woman has a conscience. You know. But yeah, that's what makes Jennifer Jennifer.
Do you think Victor's going to throw Eve under the bus?
I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't
Maybe.
Know.
I mean, I don't know either.
And if he doesn't...
It could go either way. Like, we're at that point where I can't... usually I can definitively say, like, oh, yeah, he's going to, or, yeah. And this time I'm like, I don't know.
And that, the writing's so good.
Yeah.
Because you should go, oh,
it literally left us, like, the cliffhanger, literally left us hanging. They did a cliffhanger, I think, every episode this week that made, like, that stopped on a moment where you're like, are they going to say this? Are they going to do that? And you have to, you know.
The proverbial scratch of the head.
Like, yeah, exactly. Oh. All righty. So, yeah. Okay. Let's move on to Chad, Abigail. Stefan, Gabby, Kate, with some JJ and
with
Jennifer
parentheses,
mixed in.
JJ and Jennifer.
Yeah, because everybody's involved. Like everybody's involved with every storyline now. It's like hard to.
It's
you
not
know,
so black and white anymore.
No, it's not. Right? It's not easy to differentiate storylines just by character because everybody's bouncing around and there's hands in all of the storyline pie, so to speak.
It used to be easy to take notes because I would just do it according to the characters.
Yeah, my notes are a mess and that's why I'm losing my train of thought.
But now everyone, my notes are like arrows pointing here and arrows pointing there. But starting with Chad and Abigail, I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to come around and at least say,
I think he's forcing
I'll
himself.
Try.
He's forcing himself to come around.
And he said, you know, what kind of man would I be? What kind of husband would I be? I love you, so I will try.
Yeah.
So that broke my heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, in a good way. Mm-hmm. Whether or not he's going to be able to do it. Because the thing is, Stefan is just going to keep, you know, inserting that knife deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Yeah. And it's never going to be easy.
I honestly, like, when they brought up, like, the last week of her possibly having the abortion, I started thinking, like, what kind of, like, not that I wanted the character to have an abortion, but if they went that route and she actually did go through it without knowing, and then later on, like the potential for like some great drama and performances would have been like off the charts.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she didn't because
I am
then,
too.
You know,
that would have
Chabby needs their happy ending, but their right. happiness. And so, you know, it'll eventually come out. That Stefan is the father. We just have to wait, and we have to put
that
up
Chad
with them.
Chad is the father.
Chad is the father.
Yes.
My apologies. See, I'm getting messed up
that's
myself.
That's a Freudian slip. You really want Stefan to be the father.
No, I don't. Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't, Tammy Govea. Don't put words in my mouth, Tamala. Anyway, back to the storyline. No, but Chad's forcing himself to be trying to be the good guy and do right by his lady. And you can tell it's a struggle for him. And they had that, you know, intense scene, Abigail and Chad. And
you know what I loved about that moment between them is, I mean, I want to say Abigail, but it was also Marcy. She never backed down from her decision.
No.
You know, mm-hmm. she is... coming from a place of conviction. Mm-hmm. She knows and she feels like she's doing the right thing.
Because it's part... Sorry.
No, you're right.
Well, no, because she's... Like, her explanation is, like, she apologizes for the actions that... She's apologizing for her actions when she had the DID, even though not, you know, she was sick, not technically her fault. She's still apologetic, which I find, like, you know, that's very big of the character, because someone else could just be like, well, one me. I ain't apologizing, but she does feel like this baby, even though it was conceived under, what do you want to call
duress
it?
Duress or false. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or she thinks it was conceived. It wasn't actually conceived under the false pre, or the, we have to remember that.
Right.
They're operating off of false information, but she feels that this baby is a part of her, and that's why, you know, she's standing by her, decision to keep it.
Accepting the consequences, mm-hmm. she said. This is part of the whole integration.
Yeah.
It's
rough.
It's
well,
rough.
It'll get
it's
there.
Really rough.
It'll get. I have all the confidence in the world that the writers are going to eventually do the right thing. They always do. It's a matter of watching it unfold, because then we have Gabby running around town.
Literally running into JJ.
And
not breaking a sweat.
Shorts.
She looks absolutely flawless. JJ's all, like, sweaty and his hair is mm-hmm. plastered. And Camilla,
can't find his keys.
Camilla
the man's a
amazing.
Mess. The man was a mess that day. JJ got his job back.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yes.
That was part of the him and Gabby having their heart-to-heart. And then Gabby comes across Kate.
That was so fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hearken back to when Sammy, Kate, and Gabby were working together.
Well,
there's
already somewhat of a trust built up between Gabby and Kate because of what happened with the they helped each other bury what they thought was a dead body. surprise, wasn't a dead body. But so there's already like a camaraderie, I think, built up between them. So I think it's very natural for them. They have a common interest.
They know each other.
Somewhat of a common interest, because, you know, we went through the whole thing where Stefan was like, what do you have for me? And Kate's like, nothing. I'm not going to help you destroy Chad. And he's like, okay, well, then I'm going to destroy you. And so she's like, hmm. So then Chad is like, here, look at my plans for Titan.
That?
And she's like, don't.
And it was interesting because literally, physically, mm-hmm. her back was...
She literally turned her back.
And she's having the conversation with Chad like this. You know, he's here with the laptop, and she's, we don't need to be having this conversation. I was laughing mm-hmm. out loud. She was trying so hard.
I can't tell Stefan. And then she, you know, Kate is one of those characters. She goes to number one.
Do you always have a flash drive in your back pocket? I was cracking up.
No, actually,
when she
pulled that
out of her purse, like, really?
Well, she's a businesswoman.
I know.
Businesswomen carry business supplies. Yep, she's prepared.
She's prepared for opportunities.
So, conveniently, Chad gets a phone call, steps outside, and she's like...
She had to do it. There was no question in my mind.
I know.
It's like, she's always going to look out for herself, and I get it.
And that was very true to the character. And then she takes the drive to Stefan, tells him to choke on it. I laughed out loud. I was like, that's great.
And I love that moment between Kate and Gabby when they both know that what they're doing to mm-hmm. Chad is absolutely wrong.
Right.
But in the bigger picture, he's collateral damage.
She even used,
they used the word collateral damage.
Tammy. Gabby used it, right?
I'll take that.
Girl, you're fabulous like Gabby, so, you know, it's fine.
My ponytail.
So,
let's
show a clip.
Let's show a clip.
From this scene.
With the agreement.
Yes. Two badass bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in punishing Abigail and Chad.
Mm-hmm. But you're gonna.
Okay. But you do want to destroy Stefan?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I could get close to him. He'd never suspect that we're working together. You'll help me neutralize Stefan. And run him straight.
That was so Lifetime right there.
That son of a bitch. Won't stand a chance against us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Let's do this, girl.
And then the handshake.
You have a deal.
Bravo, ladies! Bravo! Oh my God, that's so good!
That was good.
That's fantastic.
They are going to rule
so
that town.
I'm so excited.
And you know what? There was... Okay, so remember last week when... It was towards the end of the week. Gabby kind of threw herself after all of her martinis or whatever she was drinking.
Right.
She kind of threw herself on Chad. They didn't pick up on that.
Right. I'm glad. Yeah.
But there was a mention, I think, during that Kate... The scene between Kate and Gabby, Kate asked, is like, are you sure you don't want Chad back? And she was like, no, I don't want. So now it's like, okay, maybe she doesn't actually want Chad back. She's just creating this. It was kind of made clear this week what her end game is. She's creating this situation to destroy Stefan and
Abigail.
And Abigail.
Yeah.
It kind of became clear that she does blame Abigail for what happened.
She wants to destroy Stefan and mm-hmm. she wants to hurt Abigail.
And like she said,
right?
Chad's just, you know...
Collateral damage.
The poor sap collateral damage. So, but...
Wrong place, wrong time.
Wrong place, wrong time. It'll all work out. I have the faith that, you know, everything will work out. Something will happen and they'll need blood and they'll be like, well, this blood doesn't match. And they're like, well, wait, why doesn't it match?
Yeah.
And then someone will have to come forward, maybe... You know, someone who either knows the truth will come forward, or they'll do a blood test, and you know, it'll lead to the reveal that Chad is
the big reveal.
Chad is the actual
daddy.
Yeah, yes. All right, so I think that was pretty much it with that.
I think so.
Stole we wine, and then we have sin.
Sinners.
It's time for sin.
It's Sunday sinners.
Sunday sinners. Yeah, summer of sin. Summer of sin. Sunday.
Summer of Sin Sundays?
There we go. Yep, that works. Okay, so we have started the week with Ben showing up at the apartment.
A frying pan to the head.
Claire. And then running to Hope and Rafe being like, he's at the house. You need to come get him. He's at the house.
What did Claire say to Sierra as she's storming out of the apartment?
You better hide your neckties.
I better hide the neckties. Oh my! I felt so bad when she said that.
Oh, poor Ben. He's trying his best and just and he takes it in stride, you know? He takes it.
He doesn't have much of a choice.
He doesn't, and I think he realizes that. So he's just like, head to the frying pan, or frying pan to the head.
And you know what I love about Victoria's performance and, you know, what she's created with Ciara is when she opens the door and Ben's at the door, there is this hesitation. You know, there is that.
There's a little bit, yeah.
There's that inner
she's playing that well,
story like, of I don't know if I can trust him. You know, I want to trust him, but I know that I can't. But I think he's a good guy. And there's all this emotional stuff that's going on in her eyes, which mm-hmm. is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The performance is absolutely amazing. And when he walked on in and, yeah, Claire comes out and, oh, it was
Claire's
fantastic.
Claire needs to calm down.
I can't blame her, though. I can't blame her.
I know, but come
Seriously,
on.
Seriously, I can't blame her.
But the frying pan to the head thing was so, like, Looney Tunes.
But this was her first introduction to Ben.
Right.
Like, every time he has a first with somebody in Salem, it's going to be, he's either going to be tackled to the ground, he's going to be knocked in the head with a frying pan. Right. It's going to be
bonked
that
on
time.
The head with a coffee
yeah.
mug.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if everybody's run into him for the first time at this point, or if there's more.
Marlon Wallace in the chat room, because you know Ben doesn't have a job, he doesn't have money.
I know, he doesn't place.
Who's going to hire him? Who do we think in Salem is going to hire him?
I don't know, but I did have a question when it was Hope and Ciara. They're at the apartment by mm-hmm. themselves, and Hope says to her, "You have to promise me mm-hmm. you will never let him back here again. You have to promise me." And they did the little pinky swear. And Ciara paused, and then she said, "I promise you he will never be back here again." My thought is, she going to get an apartment for him?
Probably. She's got that
she's
trust
gonna
fund.
She's going to do something. So she's going to hold to her promise. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mom, so I can promise you.
Yeah.
She's not going to move in with him. I thought, oh my gosh, are they going to move right. in together? I don't think mm-hmm. she's going to do that.
Right.
But that was a good moment. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, there's
and then,
something.
Before that, Hope coming in, guns a-blazing. And
I loved it.
I'm like, girl.
She's storming the room.
Oh, my Lord.
And Rafe going, okay, simmer down. Like, put the gun down. Simmer down.
Rafe being the voice of reason.
Again.
You know, he's just like, all right, just chill.
But still
being very protective. Like, you felt bad when Ben was, like, getting up and he couldn't walk straight. And they're like, get out. Come on. But then Rafe did have, like, a moment where he showed that he did have a heart, where he's like, hey, at least he gave Ben, like, somewhere to go,
shelter.
The homeless shelter. But then he was like, but don't go near these people.
Yeah.
Don't go near Will. Don't go near Abigail. Don't go near Ciara.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's where that storyline kind of ended for
them. He made it very clear.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm. Also involved with that was Lonnie and Eli back on the job. So they're going to try to help find evidence for who started the fire.
And I felt so bad. You know, Rafe is convinced it was Ben, and mm-hmm. now he's convinced Eli that it's Ben. And mm-hmm. and Eli's all right, we'll get that son of a bitch. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm interested in what everybody out there thinks. Like, who, like, how did the fire start? Was it just an accident?
Okay, so that's
did
the
someone
question.
Deliberately? Because we have our own, you know,
folks in the chat room.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves.
Engage, because we want to know who do you think started the fire or what started the fire?
Right.
It may not necessarily be a who.
No, it could have been a what? Because he was cooking in there.
It was a squirrel.
A squirrel.
It was a squirrel.
An evil squirrel with an axe to grind.
A hungry squirrel.
Did Ben kill his mama? Was it Bambi?
I don't know.
Was it Bambi?
And it wasn't a what. You know, because they would have fallen like, okay, it was a faulty wire. It was definitely a who. So, woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
So, all right. But we are still on the sin train. So hopefully they will, you know, hopefully they'll get not get their act together. They have their act together. Hopefully everyone will kind of like, you know, Simmer down a little bit, like you said, and so all right.
Okay.
Gonna take a break.
I had like 100 million thoughts in my brain, which is why
it's
like
all right, we're gonna turn over to Tammy for a little AfterBuzz business.
Yes. So want to make sure that everyone is aware that here at AfterBuzz we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and a whole lot more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. In fact, there's no network like AfterBuzz TV.
Mm-hmm.
So But now we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will help you discover new shows that we're pretty sure you're going to love. Since you're already tuned into Drama Channel, which is Dish and Days, is under the Drama Channel, you might also be interested in shows like Queen of the South, Black Mirror, The Affair, and The Bold Type. There's a whole bunch of dramas, so make sure and check them out. And remember, we have channels for other genres as well, so please don't be shy about subscribing to them. Now, when you subscribe, there's that little bell, right? It's the bell icon that activates when you subscribe. And also, if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because that's also an optional option. Does that make sense?
Optional option, yeah.
It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know you did in the comments, we'll thank you on the air. Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
Havoc 6280 has a theory about how the fire started.
The fire? Okay, what's the theory?
Marlena became possessed again.
Oh, no! I love that! Cabin. I love it!
You know what bothers me? Marlena can never do anything, like, anything remotely salacious or bad without it being like, oh, she's possessed by the devil, or
you know,
she's being
drugged.
Because
that's not her. That's not who she is.
I know.
Yeah, not her core.
I know, but you know, they had, in order to give like Marlena the edge, they had to create the character of
Kristen. Oh,
the twin.
Yeah, the
twin.
Yeah,
why is her name escaping me?
I
want to
say
right
Bonnie,
now?
But that's the other.
No,
twin.
That's the other twin.
Come on, fans. Who's Marlena's doppelganger? Come on.
Anyway, you know who we're talking about.
Well, you know, she pushed Kristen out of the window.
Right.
That's as badass as she's going
to
be.
Hattie. They had to. That was the way to have an edge. They created a new character because, yeah, God forbid, Dr. Marlena, Saint Marlena, can do anything bad. That always bugged me.
Well,
I'm like, let Marlena have. But see,
Jennifer
different.
Had the addiction. They gave
Jennifer,
her that
Jennifer
story.
Jennifer had the addiction, yeah. But Jennifer's just like badass sometimes, you know? She may not be doing something bad, but when she's ferocious, like Mama Bear Jennifer,
yeah,
that's, I think, that kind of gives her an edge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, to continue our rundown of storylines, we have some tidbits.
Starting with
Kayla and Steve.
I just love the brother sister relationship.
I know. Like, he was like, that blouse is blinding me.
Seriously? I was like, really, Steve? Really? She looks amazing. Really,
he does that. I've noticed, and I wonder if it's scripted or if it's ad libbed.
Right?
When Stephen Nichols and Judy Evans are in a scene together,
that's a good question.
He manages to jabber a little bit. Like there was one time months ago where she showed up. They were in the square,
and
he called her Bonnie, and they were like, "Oh, you stop it!" And you know, it's like those little jabs. It's cute.
So Judy, Stephen, if this is improvised, give us some inside scoop here. Is it improvised?
Give us some dish that we can dish on Dish and Days.
So my question really is, what's up with this Bonnie Lockhart investigation that she wants him to do?
She hasn't paid for what she did.
But the storyline's got to go somewhere other than that.
Well,
because
we know that Farrah-Fath, I can't remember, Gandalf, Gaunt, I don't remember her new last name. Farrah-Fath, Mimi, is coming back. So this is leading to that.
What's the connection? What is she playing?
Bonnie is Mimi's mother. Bonnie and Mimi are mother and daughter.
Okay.
So I think it's leading.
Okay.
I think they're. I don't know.
Interesting.
We know Mimi's coming back, so maybe they're going to bring Bonnie back into the fold at some point. So I mean, I don't know the actual end game of the story. This is just the beginning of. You know, it's been kind of quiet. You know, they had the story where Bonnie successfully put Adrian in jail, and Adrian was in jail for a long time.
Yeah.
So if I were Adrian, I would want to be like, you know what, that girl's been on the run a little too long for my taste, get her butt back here.
Yeah.
And you know,
justice needs to be served.
Yeah, exactly. So I like that they're revisiting that and not letting it just kind of die and go off and not re-mention
it
again.
I'm curious.
And then it ended the week with Steve got a tip about Bonnie. We don't know what the tip
is.
We don't know what the tip is.
But I'm glad they've, you know, he's busy. He's back on the trail doing his thing.
He got that eye. He was out of prison, out of hospital, like right away, back in action. Black Patch, back in action. drinking again.
Drinking again.
At the pub.
Taking shots.
Taking shots, you know, like you do. So, yeah, and, you know, there was a conversation I wanted to bring up.
Yes.
Between Kayla and Steve.
Okay.
And I don't know. There was a lot. There was also something I haven't brought up yet. I feel like there was either a lot. Some of the things could be taken as foreshadowing or, like, being brought up to remind us of something and why they were reminding us of something. There was a conversation between Steve and Kayla that Tripp was a troubled young man.
Right.
And they've done a very good job of writing Tripp now in a way where we forget that, hello, he held Kayla at scalpel point.
Yes.
And, you know, when he found, you know, the whole thing, that his point of coming back to Salem was to get vengeance for his mother's death. He knew that, he found out that, you know, Kayla and Joey and Steve had their hands in it, and so that was going to be his, like, revenge, and now he's good old boy Tripp. So they were reminding us of that, and I'm curious if that was intentional.
Yes.
Like, if there's a reason for that, what that reason is, I don't know.
Curiosity. That moment happened so quickly. Mm-hmm. But I did have a thought in my brain of, why did that even get brought up?
Yeah,
that's interesting. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't want to see Tripp go down the dark road.
No, I don't. I like good Tripp.
I like good Tripp.
That's why they changed his hair. Maybe they gave him, like, less clean-cut hairdo.
To make him a little more gruff. Yeah,
gruff is the word I'll use.
That's a good word.
Even though we loved how... Oh, man. Yeah, I'm remembering it right now. Okay, so Steve and Kayla, and then as we mentioned before, Kayla and Jennifer had their moment at the end where they may be exchanging secrets.
Yes.
Because then Kayla, in the back of her mind, is always what she did to help get the eye, and it's brought up. And Mary Beth Evans is another one. Her face, like, you can almost see the guilt about
constantly.
It. Yeah, and she plays it very well.
And every time, like, she sees Stefan approaching them, you can just see her whole body tighten up.
Yeah.
And, like, bracing herself.
Yeah, and luckily she's done it in a way that no one's noticed. Like, why do you look like that?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Steve can see now, so she's got to hide it a little bit better. Because you can just see it all over her face.
Right.
How bad she feels.
All right. Moving on, we have more build-up to the John Marlena wedding of the summer.
And so Sammy. Where's Sammy? Why hasn't she RSVP?
Well, I mean, we know that it's already been confirmed that Allie Sweeney's coming back as Sammy.
Yeah.
So, but why this, where is she? She hasn't RSVP'd. And then I got very confused because Marlena's iPad, like, dinged. And she goes, oh, everybody's RSVP'd to the wedding. And I'm like, oh, so Sammy did. But then she keeps saying, I don't know if Sammy's coming to the wedding. So
right.
I'm like, so not everybody's RSVP'd, Marlena. And don't be making false statements.
Right. It's everybody at this point except Sammy.
Right. And so I feel like this wedding is going to be pretty epic. I feel like it's going to not take over the show, but it's going to be the central point of the show for multiple, like a week or so. I think it's going to be, you know, because that's what happened last year kind of with the double wedding. You know, things were just happening kind of around it, but it was the big to-do that week.
Whenever there's a wedding in a soap opera, you know, something's going to go down.
I know.
Something epic is going to go down.
Here's the thing. I want John and Marlena at the ceremony. I want the ceremony to go off
peacefully
without
and
a
seamlessly
hitch.
Because
I want
they
it to just be a lovely wedding because I can't deal with their on and off crap anymore.
Yeah.
It's been 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Like, let them get married. Let it be official. Let it be real.
Even
let
if it's
there
for
be
a
no,
second. They get married. It's done. And then...
The reception.
Who knows what's going to show up.
Let whatever is going to go down. We're assuming something's going to go down. Let whatever is going to go down during the reception. Let them at least be married so they
have
can handle
toast.
Whatever happens at the reception together.
Yes.
There may have been some foreshadowing because somebody's name was brought up in John and Marlena's conversation.
I know it can't be just a coincidence. No,
and they mentioned Kristen DiMera. They didn't find her body.
If someone said, okay, Tammy, you are now going to be a sociopath and absolutely stunning. Who do you want to be? I'm like, Kristen DiMera.
Kristen DiMera.
I want to be Kristen DiMera.
I would have a dilemma because I would toe the line. Like, would I want to be Kate or would I want to be Kristen?
No, if I'm going to be evil,
yeah.
Kate has a conscience.
I always wanted...
You know...
Kate does have
a
conscience
sociopath.
To a point.
She's a sociopath.
I always wanted...
And I love her.
I always wanted Kate and Kristen to be in a storyline. And they weren't... They had scenes together,
have
they but
never
they were
never... been in a storyline?
They've been, like, in scenes together, but their storylines never really... intersected.
Right.
And I remember Eileen Davidson made a comment when she came back one of the first times, and she's like, she said she really wanted to work with Lauren Coslow because they knew each other way back when they were on The Young and the Restless together. So I always thought that would have been a good storyline. Never happened.
Okay, Ron, we're throwing that out there.
Ron.
Hello,
Ron,
make it happen. Make it happen while you can.
Ron. Okay, so yes, the more build up to the wedding, one thing I noticed this week, because the John Paul scene where,
let's get back really quickly, but okay. for John and Marlena, when we were talking about epic topics, mm-hmm. Drake Hodgson shirtless.
Hogiston.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drake Hogiston. Hello.
Still looks good.
Hello.
Still looks good. Yeah.
He had me.
I wouldn't
at,
say no.
At I don't know.
I'd say okay.
Breakfast in bed.
Let's go.
Wow. So yeah. Throwing it
breakfast
out there.
Breakfast in bed. Tamala.
I'm telling you.
It's getting. Woo. Fan this woman. Give her a cool glass of water. They also had some parental scene, like one-on-one parental scenes. There was the scene with Marlena and Eric.
Yeah.
The scene
that was
and then
so
the scene
sweet.
with John and Paul. John wants Paul to do a reading. There were some jokes made about he's like, "Yeah, your vows are really good." He's like, "Oh, you mean at the wedding where I was left at the altar?" Yeah, thanks.
Like, oops.
And then he's like, "But they were good vows."
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's nice that's what this wedding is going to be epic.
I know.
I'm really looking. I like, and you know, the good thing about Days is they don't do weddings that often anymore. And so now when they do one,
yeah,
it's like I look forward.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm like, oh my god. There was a period of time where it was just like wedding after wedding after wedding after wedding. Everyone was getting married, and it kind of took the zhuzh out of the soap opera wedding.
Yeah,
you know?
You start taking it for granted,
right?
And...
Or then that they would be like really lackluster. Like, they would be engaged, and then 3 weeks later, they were having a wedding, like, at the pub or something. And I'm really hoping that they do a church, like, they make the effort, they put up the St. Luke set, because I feel like a wedding is not a wedding, and this isn't a religious thing, like, but a wedding, I want to see a soap wedding in a church. Like, there's something about
someone
that.
Someone tweeted the location.
Yeah.
I don't think it's at St. Luke's. Oh. I think it's at the square.
Okay.
I think so.
I don't know. There's just something about that setting that makes it all the more exciting, wedding-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. And then another tidbit. Will, Sonny, Paul, and Ted.
I'm glad it was revealed.
This is going really quick. They're not dragging this out. They're kind of doing it kind of quickly. We did not pick up on... last week when Paul walked in on Sonny and Will at the pub, we didn't pick up on that. It was brought up in the morning when Paul brought
the scones and the
cafe lattes or whatever.
Cafe lattes.
And then Sonny has another one-on-one parental, you know, scene with Sonny and Adrian.
Yeah.
And they get the bill, and oh, there's another letter.
And I was laughing out loud because the letters, the cutout letters, mm-hmm. are getting larger and larger.
Like,
this
are they?
Is ridiculous.
I haven't noticed that.
Oh my god!
But I like they.
You can
like,
see it from across the square.
Well, and this is one of those things. I'm like, and they started doing this. I think the Sonny read it out loud. Because, like, when I'm sitting there, I'm like, what does that say? Okay, what, Sonny? And then I have to pause it and try to read. And so I'm glad that they're, like, reciting what the letter says so that dum-dums like me can, like, oh, that's what they're saying. That's what it says. So, yeah, and then at the very end, we see Ted approach Paul and Sonny and say...
Verbatim
what the letter says. So then they're like, oh, you... So that is to be continued next week. We'll figure out what Ted's up to.
Yeah.
I have my theories. I don't think they're correct, but I have my theories. And then we mentioned earlier Lonnie and Eli back to work.
Yeah. I'm so happy that they're giving Eli... Lamone,
yeah,
those
some moments,
you know,
yeah.
This is unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Usually those moments are given to the mother,
right.
or, you know, to the woman.
And she did. She
woman.
Had her moments.
Oh,
but
yeah.
now, like, during the catastrophe. I don't want to call it that.
Tragedy. But
during the tragedy.
During the tragedy.
That's when they give it to the mom.
Right.
Because she's actually going through it. And then the father, the man figure is the comfort.
Yeah.
Now after the aftermath is, you know, she's grieved. Now he has to grieve.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And those unexpected moments. Woo!
Yeah.
That was a beautiful, right. beautiful moment between them.
All right. So that was this week of Days of Our Lives
yeah.
in a very large nutshell. So we're going to move on to our segments. As you already know, as I, again, forgot to mention at the top of the show, because whatever. First time leading. Sorry. Tony Moore is not here. He will be back next week. He's still working. Oh, snap. He will have his Three Snaps Award next week, or maybe he'll post it on social. So keep an eye out for that. We wish him well. He is here in spirit, of course.
Yes, always.
So, yeah. And James Lott Jr. still making improvements, and he's watching right now. We love you.
We
love you, Jamila. I love ya. Three Snaps will be next week. And now we will move on to...
Okay, so again, many, many options, but this week it happened. It happened. Melissa Reeves. We never saw the full outfit, unfortunately. We only had the upper body out, you know, mm-hmm. portion of this outfit. So it's actually a jumpsuit. So kudos to hair and makeup for days, because I love... It's almost like a 60s vibe. The mm-hmm. hair, the makeup, looks absolutely amazing. Yeah. And I want to give kudos to... So Richard is the key wardrobe stylist for mm-hmm. Days of Our Lives, along with Team Cleo, Kristen, Jamie, and Sarah are also a few of the wardrobe folks. So this is a Diane von Furstenberg jumpsuit. Just a little bit of info. It's crepe and silk. Material, wide leg cut, full length V-neck, hidden zipper at the back. So, thank you, wardrobe folks at Days, for this beautiful jumpsuit.
Yes. And that was... there we go.
Oh, Designer Days.
Jennifer, Terrell Bellinger in the chat room. Jennifer serves Japanese geisha realness.
There you go.
There you go. Category is Japanese geisha realness.
I'll take that
category
for 200.
For 200, yes. Okay. And now we move on to... Tammy had a funny story where she says her dog turns away from the camera like a diva when she tries to take his picture. And my dog just sits there like is a camera whore.
Yeah.
So it's so funny. Anyway, this week's caption that is of...
Such a great photo, by the way.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
She's just like really
love
proud.
Love this.
So Chad's having a drink, dealing with his, you know, his stuff. And Kate's sitting there, you know, consoling, but still like, oh, I need to help Stefan, so I need to get dirt on him. So this week's caption comes from Taurus Froggy on the Instagram. And it's Chad saying, so I'll be raising a kid that is Abby's and Stefan's. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit. Wow. Take two. It's Chad saying... So, I will be raising a kid that's Abby's and Stefan's. Looks like I quit the wrong week to...
It's looks the like wrong week. That's
looks
what
like,
you want
looks
with,
like
yeah.
I picked the wrong
it's
week to quit. Looks like
week.
I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. And I totally took all of the humor out of that. So that's... Anyway, that quote, the looks like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking, comes from the movie Airplane. If you... And so, that's one of my favorite movies. And so, I saw that and I was like, yes! Quoted the... captioned that. All right. And that has been... Let's end that part of it now.
Caption that.
All right, and moving on, Tam is going to read.
Dish and Days Fan of the Week.
Woo! Okay, Fan of the Week is going to... this was Twitter, right? Yeah. This was on Twitter. Stacy at Stacy Texas Girl says, for my 8,000th tweet, I can't wait for when at Mr. Robert Scott and at Victoria Conifel are on Dishin' Days. Hashtag sin. And then Team Sierra and Ben said, yeah, sinners are waiting. And Stacy replied, when they do appear, it will be Dishin' Days' best show.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I'm getting like goosebumps.
I know.
So, Stacy, Texas girl, thank you for
being.
Thanks,
Stacy, Texas girl.
Yes, fan of the week.
Woo!
Dishin' Days Fan of the Week. Woohoo!
Okay. And now we're gonna move on to a little news and gossip.
Yeah, yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Alrighty.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. We had a lot of birthdays.
We did.
It was like every day there was a birthday.
Yeah.
Not every day, but seemed like a lot. There were several birthdays this weekend, a week to celebrate. Marcy Miller, Nadia Bjorlin, and Jen Lilly.
Jen Lilly.
All celebrated their special day this
and
week.
And what did you say to Jen? What did you?
I don't want to say it again. I feel like I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble. All right.
I told Jen.
Read
that
the
I
tweet, Jen, if you didn't read it.
For yeah.
Michael Maddox.
Yeah, just go on Twitter. You'll find it. We hope they had a good birthday. We wish them the happiest of days and birthdays.
Look at the birthday girls. Oh,
look at them.
So
such great.
Great
pictures of them, right?
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Great pictures. Excuse me. Ben will be getting some sisterly love, as it was reported by Soap Opera Digest that Chrishell Hartley
Woo-hoo!
Will be reprising her role as Jordan, which I am happy about.
I'm very
I
happy
always
about
felt
that.
that character did not get justice
yep.
for her for what was
out.
Wrong, done wrong to her. So I hope that they make that right. She just started taping, so look for her to be back in Salem after the new year.
Her brother needs her so bad.
She's been Instagramming a lot with Kate Mansfield, who we know
so
is coming
cute.
Back as Abigail. Yeah, they're friends. All right. And so next week, next Saturday, August 11th, you can meet the cast of Days at the Park Meadow Mall in Denver, Colorado.
Nice.
They will be there from 1 to 4 p.m. There will be a cast autograph signing, followed by a Q&A. Attendees are Nadia Bjorlin, James Reynolds, Freddie Smith, Paul Telfer, Casey Moss, Ma Boo, Mary Beth Evans, call her Ma Boo if you meet her.
Yes, please.
Just say, hey, Ma Boo. Hey, Ma Boo. We don't want her to forget us. She won't forget us. But Judy Evans and Sin.
Woohoo!
Sin will be there. This is your chance to meet the couple of the summer, Victoria Conifel and Robert Scott Wilson. For more info, you can follow NBC Days on the Instagram and the Twitter. And lastly, if you haven't done so yet, please head over to our friend Jen Lilly's website, jenlillymusic.com, and sign up for her free email newsletter. Along with exclusive sneak peeks, you'll get pre-sale ticketing info to concerts, special promotions to our online store, and a chance to win an autographed copy of Jen's album. So go on, jenlillymusic.com. You'll get nice little friendly emails. I'm on the list. She sent out
I
a
am
couple.
Too. Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
So, get some free stuff.
So let's take a look at next week's.
Yes, we're going to take a look at
What's
next week's
on?
Promo. What's
going
to happen next week? Oh.
Oh.
Get out!
Be here. It's bad luck.
She's somewhere between.
Oh, oh, that's not Ben.
I can't stop thinking.
That's
about Ben.
Who's that?
That's Ben and
oh,
Ciara.
Okay.
He fell on top of her. Aren't you jealous?
Look at the dress. Oh, love that.
He can fall on top of me.
I actually wanted her in. I wanted her in an '80s dress with the big. Remember those '80s wedding dresses?
Oh, like the big with the big headdress,
with the veil.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god!
I wonder, like, if actresses now, like, because those had to be hard to wear, and you had to, you know, back then they took a long time to tape those big weddings.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if actresses now are like, thank you, the Lord, that they're making dresses like simpler and not like so elaborate. You know,
that,
maybe.
I'd love
but that's
that.
A cute dress.
Like, love
it,
that.
Like, it's not so simple that you're like, oh. But it's
sexy. No, that was a sexy dress. So go Marlena.
Okay, sexy.
All right.
All right. I think that's our show.
Ooh, we did it.
We did it. I did it somewhat.
You did. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You are no longer a virgin.
I'm no longer a virgin.
No.
Girl. Let's not go there. Okay. Well, so Tammy. Where can they find you? Tamala.
So you can you can find me on Twitter at Tammy Govea and on Insta and Facebook, Tammy Govea Official.
Check out her videos. She just did some interviews with some pretty big actors.
Yeah.
So yeah, check them out.
Thank you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, or Instagram, ML Mattis, Twitter, ML Mattis 1. number
one. All right.
All right. And that's our show. Follow the show on Instagram and Twitter. Dish and Days on Facebook and Instagram. And _ Dish and Days on Twitter. The @ is implied.
That's
Did I mess
it.
That up?
No.
Okay.
You
I was
good.
Like, did I say Twitter twice?
You good.
All right. Well,
all
thank
right,
you for
guys.
Joining us. Have
see
a great Sunday.
Week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.